Support for Legal Issues in the News Online comes from the Illinois State Bar Association, whose activities include proposing and shaping legislation, educating the public, and supporting the courts in the rule of law. For more information, visit isba.org.
Each Monday, WILL brings you Legal Issues in the News with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
Facebook's innovation does not have to come at the expense of consumer privacy. The FTC action will ensure it will not. That quotation is from 2011 from the Federal Trade Commission, the federal agency watchdog for consumer fraud. Facebook and the FTC have some history together. The agency sued Facebook in 2011, alleging that Facebook told users they could control their personal information, but actually allowed it to be shared. The action ended with an agreement in 2012. Facebook agreed to fix its privacy practices. Users' explicit consent was required for some sharing. Deletion of an account had to really mean that information was gone. And outsiders would audit Facebook's privacy practices periodically for the next 20 years. In return, the FTC would monitor the company, but basically agreed to stand down. Fast forward to 2018. Users, states, investors all sued Facebook for sharing personal information and using it for political ends. Mark Zuckerberg testified in front of Congress. The UK Parliament got involved. The FTC also announced that it was investigating Facebook. It stressed the need to enforce against companies that, quote, fail to honor their privacy promises, unquote. About a year later, in February 2019, newspapers report that Facebook is across the negotiating table from the FTC again. And Facebook reportedly confirmed that the company is in discussions with the agency. What will a 2019 settlement look like? First, I should say that settlements with government agencies are not that unusual. In some legal areas, most enforcements end with an agreement between the agency and the target. What matters more is what is in the settlement. Remember that Facebook is allegedly a repeat offender, a recidivist, a scofflaw. So it allegedly violated federal consumer protection statutes, but also broke its bargain with the FTC. The last time around, the settlement had policy fixes and monitoring. This time around might be tougher. Two things to look for. Number one, money, money, money. Newspapers report that Facebook and the FTC are negotiating over a multi-billion-dollar fine. So money is on the table this time. This is not that surprising. One of the last big FTC penalties against a tech company was in 2012. Google had to pay $22.5 million. Why? Because Google broke its bargain with the FTC. The FTC chairman pointed to the clear message of the record-setting penalty, quote, "No matter how big or small, all companies must abide by FTC orders against them and keep their privacy promises to consumers, or they will end up paying many times what it would have cost to comply in the first place," unquote. The second thing to look out for, acceptance of responsibility. Last time around, Facebook wrote into the agreement that it did not admit that it violated the law. It did not admit any facts either. So far, this is fairly standard practice in agency settlements. But in the 2012 deal, Facebook went one step further. There, in writing, it denied everything. That's more unusual, and it seems unlikely that it will get to do that again. That's Facebook and the FTC, round two. And this is Verity Winship.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.